You know, I mean, it's a ridiculous challenge, but just the challenge you guys face, how do you embrace it?
You just take it one game at a time. I know we've been saying that since the start, one game at a time. But I mean, I don't know, no one expected to be in this situation, down 3-0. So we're playing with nothing to lose, so I think if we could just play smart hockey, maybe, you know, steal one right now and kind of puts the Islanders on their toes, gets them thinking a little bit, and you never know from there.
Now, I know it's all about meshing as a team, but what do you, when you look at yourself and the way you've played, what do you look at the main one or two things that you have to do tonight in order to win that game?
Personally, I think just keep my feet moving and don't turn the puck over. I think that's I don't want to make excuses for myself, but having to miss some time right before playoffs and come back right at playoff speed isn't the easiest thing. One thing I noticed, I mean, whenever there's been a body on me, my feet stop moving and I don't power through like, you know, I was before the injury. And, you know, I've definitely had some blatant turnovers instead of just chipping the puck into space or kind of knowing my limitations right now. So, for me, it's just a mindset of keeping my feet moving and simplifying my game.
How do you, when you don't want to make any mistakes, and yet you know that if you play and say, I'm not going to make any mistakes, and you get tentative, you make mistakes, how do you walk that line?
Skate that line. I don't know. You just do it. I mean, you have to do it. That's what being in my position is, dealing with pressure and learning how to be high percentage under pressure.
How about quit thinking, right, instead of trying to analyze stuff and just play the game?
Exactly.